Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we share what I believe is a very important message that God has given me for this week. And I'd like to begin by asking you a question. What do you think that God might consider important? Man was made in His image, isn't that right? And, well, there's a lot of good answers to that. Obviously, the first and greatest commandment, to love God, serve Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, spirit, love our neighbor as ourselves, to honor Him, to accept the salvation that Jesus Christ has offered to mankind. And then once that is done, that we would live a righteous life, tempered by His grace, covered by His grace, where we can be an inspiration to others, that we will please Him in all of our ways. There's many, many good answers that can be given. But perhaps as we go to the Word of God, we can find what in Scripture, what God considers important. Now, let's just reason together. We know a time is going to come, unless the Lord returns for us, that we will go to meet Him through death. There was only two people in the world that didn't experience death, and that was Elijah and Enoch. He pleased God, and God took him. That's what it says in Genesis. But the point is, when we stand before Him, if we're covered by the blood of Jesus and we have sought to please Him and to live a godly Christian life, He is going to commend us by saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And in fact, in the book of Revelation, the second chapter, verse 10, He is speaking to the various churches. There He's addressing Smyrna, and He says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." So faithfulness is a very important consideration in the Lord's perspective of how and what we do with this great, wonderful salvation we've been given. And why should that be? Because we are to be like Jesus. We're to grow into the example that He set for us. We're to grow into maturity. And in Revelation, the 19th chapter, verse 11, it is one of the most beautiful aspects of the Lord's character. At that point in time, when John was describing what God was giving him in terms of the being in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, he saw a vision of Jesus on a white horse, and on his thigh were written these words, "Faithful and true." And so, indeed, He is the most faithful of all, and He's certainly true. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So obviously, being faithful is one of the greatest commendations that could be made, because that describes the Lord's Jesus. Now, what is another word for faithful, if you will? We'll use a technical term. It's a synonym. And a synonym basically carries the connotation of whatever that original word is. And so another synonym, if you will, of faithfulness is stable or stability. Stability is a noun. Stable is an adjective. We can be stable in all of our ways. We possess stability in our character, and that's something we should seek after. Why? Because that will enable us to receive the highest commendation of all, being faithful unto death, being faithful, not only martyrdom for those who sometimes God has assigned that way that they should glorify God, but even through the natural transition of death, we are to be found faithful all the days of our lives. That doesn't mean we're sinless at all, but the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and gives us a restoration. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, what are some synonyms of faithful, if you will? It's steadfast, not wavering or changeable. Constant, steady, true, enduring, patient, uncompromising. If we could just pause for a moment. Obviously, all those are aspects and characteristics of the very nature of God, his person. One of the things can be said about the Lord, he can change his mind. We see that in Scripture. What's a very classic example, he sent the prophet Jonah, unwilling as he was, to go to Nineveh and say, 40 days hence, this city will be destroyed. And of course, that put the fear of God in them. They repented in sackcloth and ashes. And so God changed his mind, which of course didn't make Jonah very unhappy because they were a wicked race of people that were certainly oppressed the Israelites. But they repented. And so he can change his mind, but the important thing is he never, never, never changes his character, who he is. It's impossible for God to change as far as the very aspect of his personhood, if you will. What's an example? For example, he's not a respecter of persons. He's never going to change that. He gives his favor, of course, but that doesn't mean he respects one person more than another. He loves every human being who has been created in his image. He gives them an invitation to come and dwell with him forever, and that's basically the good news of the gospel. Praise God. All right, having established that, there are, since this is to be an aspect and nature of our character, to be stable, there are warnings in the Scripture against instability. What is the definition of instability? Well, it's the opposite of stability. It's as far as characteristic, it means not firm, fixed, or constant, wavering in purpose or intent. This is describing a person characterized by inability to control the emotions. That's the definition. Let's look at some scripture. Proverbs 24 and 21. The word says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the King." Fear God, the most important commandment we could have. That's the beginning of wisdom, if you will. And fear those who are in charge, those who are in authority. You know, Paul is very specifically speaking to Timothy about that. That's why we should pray for them. And this passage goes on, "Fear thou the Lord, the King, and meddle not." Don't have anything to do with them that are given to change. In other words, those who are unstable. Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other." These are our choices. Bottom line, life choices we have to make. "Ye cannot serve God," Jesus said, "and mammon." Mammon is the spirit of the world. It's carnality, it's materialism, it's money. And so we have to make a choice. God holds every person, I believe he's not unrighteous. He gives every man an opportunity before death to make that choice. Praise God. And let me share Ephesians 4 through 14. Paul is writing that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. He's referring to false prophets, false teachers, which shall abound and increase as the end draws near. That's, I mean, that was true when he wrote those words, and even much more now as the return of the Lord draws nigh. We're not to be carried about with every wind of doctrine, those false teachers, prophets, who will come up with some new revelation. But on the contrary, Paul is saying, speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things. So as we really look, examine the scripture, he is saying, if we are immature, if we're unstable, because that's a mark of a child, a baby grows and is just a child, just an infant. They have to be nurtured, cared for. When they grow to be a toddler, a little bit older, then there are greater restrictions and responsibilities given to them that are appropriate for a toddler. As the child continues to grow, a godly parent or parents will teach that child the things that pertain to life and godliness, how they can function in this world in a natural manner, and also the things of God. So instability, and there's, you know, that, and that's true even spiritually. When we first get born again, we're just babies. We don't understand a whole lot. We need to grow, desire the sincere milk of the word that we can grow up and then begin to eat the meat of the word. Remember, that was one of Paul's criticisms. You know, you have need of meat, but I can't give that to you because you still need milk. And so that is the heart of God. That's the heart of every godly parent. They want their children to grow up into immaturity, to be childlike in the ways of evil and wickedness, but to be strong in the things of God. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and there's a couple more scriptures I'd like to share with you. We can look at that tomorrow as we continue on in this message. But I believe we're all going to be challenged by what the Word has to say about God's desire for us, those things that God considers important. And going back to what, as I open this message, faithfulness is chief, top of the list. Praise God. I love you. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.